At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Continental Extreme Contact DWS 06 Plus. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted.
I doubt the future. I doubt the future.
From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
You heard it. I'm RJ, live coast to coast. 6 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock here in Vegas. We have an action-packed hour for you this Thursday. Yeah, we're going to talk Harden. History's being made, but no money's being made with Harden. Also, listen, it's a couple weeks between the championship games, the Super Bowl. We're going to do something new starting today. What's new? Every A block starting the show, 6 Eastern, in that first segment, we're going to tell you the most important new news. Yeah, news is new about the Super Bowl that day. And by the way, starting next week, we'll be doing it from Houston. Well, not Houston. That'd be weird. Imagine if we showed up in Houston. It's like, where's the Super Bowl, everybody? No, we're going to do it from Atlanta. Atlanta. You know, I'm unconventional in general, but I'm going to go to the place the Super Bowl is and just follow, you know, like a lemming, right? Speaking of unconventional, we've got him in studio, Steve Fezzik. Brad Powers has all the college knowledge. Sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans listen to know more than their buddies. Here's my personal promise. We will deliver the Vegas truth to you. By the way, bottom of the hour, Greg Cosell, NFL Films 40 Years. That's at the bottom of the hour. First, though, you can't have pros without Joes. He is Jonas Knox.
Always good to be here, RJ, on Straight Out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. It is going to be a loaded NFL show as we look ahead and get you set for Super Bowl 53, but we've got to start in the NBA, and we start with the beer. James Harden did it again. The Rockets beat the Knicks 114-110 at Madison Square Garden on Wednesday night. James Harden continued his incredible run, a career-high 61 points for the NBA's leading scorer. So, RJ, what is the Vegas perspective on what we're seeing with James Harden?
It's my belief that if sports didn't echo mere society, how interesting would it be? And I don't think mere is interesting. I think Colin Cowherd right here on Fox Sports Radio does a wonderful job of showing how, hey, see what's happening on the field? That's a sign of what's happening in society. And oh, by the way, see who the crowd and what the crowd is cheering for and what they're booing? That tells you something about society too. Now, Colin, youthful, slim, but he's getting up there. I noticed a few more grays lately, right? He's got that a little beginnings of that old man on the porch. Now, doesn't mean he's wrong. A lot of those old men are pretty smart. But I think one of the things we're going to be doing as the months and years go by is look at Colin's takes and say, hey, it's probably got some merit, but is he missing something? Is there something about the youth, the next generation, that he's missing? And I don't agree with him on this Harden take. So the way Colin's presenting it, in my opinion, and I'm sure many of you listen to the Harden, and if you don't, you should. One of the not only most entertaining shows, I think, but it really sets the debate as much as any show on radio when it comes to the sports conversation. It feels like it's the, hey, teamwork is what matters. Showboats, guys that want to score a bunch of points, guys that's worried about their own stats over the team, me over we, is the way this is being framed by Colin, by many people, and saying, yeah, it's pretty impressive that Harden's scoring all these points. But you know what else would be impressive? If an NBA player took 10 three-quarter shots, court shots a game. So literally shooting from the own free throw line 10 times a game. And if they made two of them, like that would be impressive, wouldn't it? But it wouldn't help you win. So I think what Colin is saying, I know what he's saying, is Harden's super impressive. His talents are super rare, but it's not helping the Rockets win. Now, Fez, I guess we can just start here. I'm in a bad spot with these Rockets on a personal level. Maybe I'm feeling personally about it. Why don't you recap where we're at? We'll play a little game show music behind it.
So 3 games ago, Harden was kicking some serious butt, and I told RJ, you know what? It's unsustainable. Without Capella, without Chris Paul, this team is not going to be able to continue to win and, most importantly, cover. I'd love to just blindly bet against the Rockets going forward. And RJ, you chimed in and said, I'll take that action, Fez. So for the next 7 games, we've got to bet on each and every game on the Houston Rockets against the spread. So for the Rockets, 0-3 against the spread.
Now, here's what's interesting about Fezzik. He just did that recitation, understanding exactly how many games was lost. Like, he didn't miss one fact. But when he has losing weeks, he comes in and said, oh, did I lose that game? I didn't remember that. Did we really bet that? I mean, Brad, I mean, I've never seen a guy. It's like the guy when he gets a bad score in his ACT, it's like, I was drunk the night before. I don't remember what I got. But if they got a good score, it was like, yep, 26. So, all right, we'll excuse that though, Fez. Now, I think what you said, though, belies why I thought I had the right pick. You said it's not sustainable. So if I say Harden's approach isn't sustainable, what do you mean by that? Meaning, do you mean you couldn't do that for months and months because physically you'd wear down?
Yes.
Okay. That's why I thought, okay, and here was my thinking. Take a small sample of games. Maybe I should have picked 5, but I picked 7 thinking, well, he's not going to wear down in 7 games. And the theory to me was the rest of the team, seeing that Harden was getting this much attention, seeing that Harden was doing this because of some other absences, they would all say, hey, guys, let's finish the job. This is a time with all the injuries that we could really struggle. Harden's taking us on our backs, the whole team on his back. Let's go and do whatever we can to contribute. And I would agree with you, if I knew Harden was going to have to do this the rest of the year and I could auto-fade them the last 10 games of the season where the sustainability becomes an issue, then I would have been against Harden. I just didn't see sustainability being the issue. And I would make the following case. It hasn't been. His best game during this span was what? Which game?
His last game.
Okay, so if in theory, if you're getting tired, you don't do better. No, you might have another pitch here, but true or false,
Do you think that the fatigue is Harden's problem?
No.
Okay. So this sustainability debate that people are making, I agree 100%. Okay. But we're not talking about sustainability over 5, 7, 10 games. A guy can do a Herculean effort during that time. All right. So I think that whole sustainability argument goes out the window. We're straight out of Vegas. I'm RJ Bell recapping Harden, how some people are critiquing his amazing performance. I think maybe unfairly. Now, the next argument from Colin was, oh, this is ISO ball. This is so contrary to team. And Brad, you've got a number that's been making the rounds, but this is just shocking.
So 5 consecutive games, James Harden has now scored 260-plus points without the benefit of an assist, basically a pass that contributes to the made basket. 260-plus points now in the last 20 years. No player has scored more than 53 points without the benefit of that kind of help.
Okay, so literally, just to keep it simple, no assist means you're not getting a pass. It makes it easy to make a basket. Harden's had 5 straight games with a ton of points without a single one of those passes, right? And no other player in 2 decades has had even more than 50-some points. So he's had 5 times as many points without an assist.
Yep.
So that's like one guy went 2 days without eating. Harden went 10 days without eating in this analogy. Wow. So I think it reinforces the point that Collins right that Harden's playing ISO ball. But is that an indictment? Is there something wrong with that? Because I would make the following case, Fez. Daryl Morey, one of the most intelligent, well-respected intellects in basketball, GM for the Rockets. He designed this offense. He went after Harden for Harden to be at the top of the key doing what he does. Now, considering if you don't have your wingman, you don't have your number 2 wingman, it might be a little, or maybe not might, it will be a little bit more extreme. But wouldn't the case be made that Houston last year was the most ISO ball team in the NBA?
Yes.
You might want to expound on that a little bit.
Well,
we should just get a drop of Fez.
No,
and when I know the answer, I'll just go, yes.
Well, Houston thrives on analytics. They thrive on getting open threes and getting dunks. And it makes a lot of sense. Well, how do they get the open threes? They've become the master, especially Harden, at doing a step back three with ISO ball being a big part of that.
But what we're saying here is the idea that Harden is going to not have a ton of assists, or let's say he's not going to benefit from a ton of assists, and he's going to score in isolation. That is the design of the offense.
It is, yes.
And by the way, correct me if I'm wrong, but by all accounts, if Chris Paul wasn't injured last year, that at the end of the series against Golden State, that Golden State was an underdog against Houston. So entering game 6, if Chris Paul were healthy, the Rockets were favored to dethrone the champions.
Absolutely correct.
Playing a slight variation of the ISO ball we are seeing today.
Yes.
All right. So how much of an indictment can it really be if ISO ball led to perhaps the best team when healthy last year? Right? I mean, Rockets had a better regular season record, right?
Yeah, they won 64 games.
Right. The better regular season record than the Golden State Warriors.
Right.
And they would have been favored except for an unforeseeable injury to beat them in the playoffs.
Correct. There's nothing wrong with ISO ball.
So what we figured out here is sustainability. Well, it doesn't need to be sustainable because these players won't be injured and Harden won't have to do so much for a super extended period. Number 2, ISO ball was very successful last year. We've also agreed that Harden's doing something that is Herculean, that is rare. Maybe he's the only person, maybe him and Jordan, maybe there's 5 people in the history of the NBA that could ever have a streak like this. Think about that, doing something that only 5 people maybe ever could do. None of it's bad, except, well, that I'm paying you guys every time they lose. They're not covering the spread. So as much as we can analytically go through and kind of knock down Colin, in our opinion, we're knocking down Colin's criticisms, but something's wrong. What do you think it is, Fez?
Yeah, it's easy. Houston, other than Harden, doesn't have any players. They got one other decent player, Eric Gordon, and every one of their other players is just replacement level. So you got.
So what you're saying is, considering the givens, given the givens of who's on the court for the Rockets, the way Harden's playing is the best this Rockets team could be.
Exactly. He is carrying a lottery team to win after win each night, and Houston's just overvalued in the marketplace because of reputation.
So that leads finally to two results. One is anyone being critical, it's hard to be critical if this approach is the best possible approach given the givens, right? I don't like Arby's, nothing against it, but if it's the only place in town, I'm eating at Arby's and I'm feeling like I'm doing better than not eating at all. Harden's doing the best he can with what he's got. But how is it that I'm still losing these bets? It seems like I've just made this amazing case that I got myself in a great spot, but somehow the marketplace isn't accounting for how depleted the Rockets are other than Harden. And thus, I'm laying a premium expensive with the Rockets.
Exactly right. You were right about Harden. I was wrong. I thought that Harden would be hitting the wall by now, but I was right about that supporting cast. Without Capella, without Chris Paul, there's just no playmakers other than Harden.
So the fact that you just admitted national radio, 200 stations, coast to coast, that I was right, do you want to defer being paid on your bets?
Oh, no.
Now, let me ask you this.
Good luck with PJ Tucker.
Let me ask you this. Would Fez and Brad find the goodness in their heart to let you buy points each game? I mean, come on. What are we talking about here?
No. Here's what you need to know, Jonas. When you swim with sharks and you start bleeding, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
All right, guys. When we come back, we're going to talk about the news in the last 24 hours that's going to affect the Super Bowl. And also, Fezzik, perhaps the best prop player in the world. I mean, literally, going to give you some prop picking advice.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox. This is the pregame show you always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Sound the trumpets!
It's horse racing time, so saddle up for the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250.
Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code CANDR. That's CANDR. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
you know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight out of Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of you, the fan. Coming up in just a moment, we've got some news regarding Super Bowl 53 here on Fox Sports Radio.
Every weekday, we have fun bringing the fun of Vegas straight to you right now on the Strip. 62 degrees, Vegas, baby. And the neon is flowing. Two quick things, Jonas. Number one, got a response on Twitter that was interesting about our Harden discussion. And what we said in the first segment, if you missed it, was, hey, might not be sustainable for Harden over even half a season, even 20 games. But short term, as a stopgap, his hero ball is probably the optimal way the Rockets could play. Andrew on Twitter said, hey, the sustainability question is the extra minutes the bench players are picking up in light of the injuries. A night or two, yes. Multiple nights, no. Except if the issue is how much effort the bench players are making because of the injuries, the fact that Harden's taking up Herculean slack is going to help that. So maybe Andrew on Twitter's right that eventually the thinness of the team is going to become a problem, but that problem is being helped, not hurt, by Harden playing like Hercules, like he is.
Yes, and bench players, what bench players? They only played three guys off the bench. Only eight guys saw playing time because Harden has the ball all the time.
Second thing, just as we were sitting here, and you know, we've got our screens open. You can go to pregame.com, click the game center, see the live screen. There was a big syndicate bet on the Pro Bowl. Yes, you can bet it. And we'll be breaking it down tomorrow, right here, straight out of Vegas, 6 o'clock Eastern, coast to coast. On the under, the big money on the under. And they've been betting this under like crazy, like they know the final score, which is a sign. They know something about the game plan. The betting market knows something about this game plan that wasn't assumed. It opened up the total points over 60 down to 55.5. But here's the curiosity. Pro Bowl right now total 55.5. Super Bowl total 56.5.
Guys, we're going to start with the Super Bowl here on Straight Out of Vegas, this segment, and it's regarding an injury update. So every single day here leading up into the big game between the Patriots and the Rams, we're going to have something newsy, a news item from the game, and this coming from Sean McVay a short time ago and talking with the media. Sean McVay, coach of the Rams, says kicker Greg Zuerlein, Greg the Leg, responsible for the 57-yarder that put the Rams in this position, has a left foot sprain, but they don't expect his status to change for the game. So, RJ, what is the Vegas takeaway on the injury to Zuerlein?
It feels like that we just predicted Greg the Leg mania. Just a couple of days ago, we were joking about it here. Imagine if there was a Nancy Kerrigan-type attack on Greg the Leg, right? And then we said, what would we do? Well, if Fezzik were watching it live, just like Gordon Gekko, remember in Wall Street, they said, a minute or 20 seconds after the Challenger blew up, he was on the phone short NASA.
Money never sleeps, pal.
Well, Fez would be on the phone saying, under field goals, after Greg the Leg going down. Now, Fez, what are you going to do with Greg the Leg?
I'm probably going to do nothing, but I was about to make a bet, RJ. Will there be a missed kicked extra point? and laid minus 350 on this bet.
So you were going to bet no.
I was going to bet no. I no longer am going to make that bet based upon
so
the
you
uncertainty.
Believe just based upon the injury uncertainty, Greg the Leg's performance, you think that there's a material chance it suffers?
Possibly. And yeah. It could and be mental. I don't want a kicker that's just worried about something else.
Okay, so if you believe some factor, injury, mental, possibly in a material way. Now think about what I mean possibly immaterial. Meaning if I think there's a 50% chance that a key player is going to miss a game, but the market doesn't know, I'm betting against that team. Even though half the time I'm going to be wrong, the half the time I'm right, I'm going to be so right it's all going to even out to be a good bet long term. So what you're saying is there's enough chance that Greg the Leg is going to be somehow limited that you are more pessimistic about his ability to kick field goals. So if it stops you or extra points. So if it stops you from saying, hey, there's not going to be any missed extra points, why wouldn't you want to fade Greg the Leg in other spots?
Well, I might.
Because you got to think the premium's on him because we're talking about Greg the Leg.
Yeah, and I think the value could well be looking to have New England
I know
have the
what
longest
it could be.
Field
I'm
goal.
I know what it could be. I'm asking you why you're not doing it.
Because usually whoever kicks the longest field goal, it's more about getting that opportunity because most kickers are going to make their 48-yard field goal. It's just are the Patriots going to have a 48-yard attempt or is it going to be the Rams? And that's going to determine your bet, not so much the health of the kicker.
But if the kicker's not as good... Yeah, what do you think? It doesn't make sense to me. It seems like if you are saying I'm not betting the extra point prop because I think that Greg the Leg could be limited, it seems like you'd want to fade Greg the Leg.
Yeah, in other spots. And it's not like you can't get after a lot.
I'm not saying there's not other factors, but those other factors are built into the number. But in a way, this is the great example of how complex these props are. And there's hundreds and hundreds of bets. And Fez, you talked about it. Literally, you expect to have about 30 prop bets. Now, next week, we've made a commitment. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, each day we're given a prop bet of the day. One from me, one from Brad, three from Fezzik. Because why? Because you are literally the best in the world at these props. We've got two macro, big picture prop tips we're going to give now that also... Because remember, half our audience, by the studies, doesn't even bet sports. I think these tips have hidden life lessons in them. So tip number one, Steve Fezzik, is the whole difference with the needle and the haystack type props.
Yeah, so you want to look to avoid them. And this is what the public loves
to
bet.
So give me an example. Like, first touchdown.
Player to score first. First touchdown. Exact final score.
There's going to be like, you know, 15 or 20, 30 people on the list.
Exactly.
Now, my thought might be if I'm Jonas, I'm not going to say necessarily, but Jonas, tell me if you agree with this. Oh, look, you could look at him. He's 20 to 1. That could be a big payout. You've probably said that before, right?
But let me tell you, this is a true story. The Super Bowl, the Super Bowl involving the Broncos and the Seahawks at MetLife, I'm not kidding you. I've got proof. I was 1 for 17 in my bets. 1 for 17 in my bets. So, yes, I'm
and
that
guy.
And thus
he has a job in radio.
Yes, I am that guy. So don't feel bad for calling me out and putting my name on those fans who make these bets. I am them.
And one of my earliest Super Bowl memories was at Caesar's Palace. And the guy next to me, it was a Bronco-San Francisco Super Bowl. Broncos, of course, got crushed. He holds up a ticket. He says, I can't believe I blew a buck on Sammy Winder. There it was. Sammy Winder, first touchdown. 5-1, RJ.
So why are those bets bad?
Because the nasty bookie takes too much vigorous. If you bet on each and every player, you would wind up losing half your bankroll.
Okay, so that's a key point. If you can bet both sides, yes, no, over, under, the bookie can't hide the expense. So, for example, minus 110 on Patriots right now, -2.5, minus 110 on Rams, +2.5. You can bet either side, the VIG, the hold percentage on that, less than 5%. A typical sports book with one of these first scoring props, Fez, what is a typical hold percentage?
40%.
Wow. 8 times as expensive, but here's the key. You can't see it. You have to actually get an Excel sheet and do the math to extract out what the hold is. So here's life lesson number one of two. If expenses are hidden, be very scared because they're probably charging you more That's why they're hiding those expenses. We got one more tip today. Straight out of Vegas, I'm RJ Bell talking to Steve Fezzik, prop expert. It's get down early.
Exactly. And if you have a prop that you like and you want to, and you know everyone else is going to bet it and it has value, don't wait. Bet it immediately. I'll give an example if I can here. Super Bowls, the last 20 Super Bowls, the second half has outscored the first half 15 times. There's been one push. Four times the first half's been higher scoring. Super Bowl starts slow. There's higher scoring in the second half. So if you're going to bet which half's going to be higher, second half or first half in scoring, bet the second half now because it's very, very likely to inflate.
Okay, so what you're saying is very confusing. So let's everyone collectively across the country. Now, if you're driving, don't close your eyes. Otherwise, close your eyes and try to forget what Fezzik just said. Okay, I did. Now, what he should have said was this. There's a prop, and it's second half, first half, but that doesn't matter. What matters is that it opens up in a way that the second half is a great bet. The odds makers every year just open it up. And what's that opening price, Fez?
The second half is a small favorite minus 120.
All right, so small favorite minus 120 second half. But the bettors, guys like Fezzik, the professionals, they know, oh, second half is so much better. Thus, they bet it thousands of dollars at a time. And the odds on the second half get more and more expensive. And where does it typically close?
Typically closes the second half minus 165.
So if you bet against the opener with these odds, you're betting against the odds maker and in the bookies. And in a way, you got to give them a little credit. They're putting out hundreds of props. You're going to be robotic about some of them. And they figure, let guys like Fezzik tell us where we're wrong, and we'll make the move. It won't hurt us too much. So if you want to bet against Fezzik, you don't. Bet late. If you want to bet against those odds makers, which much easier to beat, bet early before Fezzik takes all the good value. It's almost like those midnight sales on Black Friday. Why do you think everyone's in line? They want the best deals. You show up there at 5:30 on Friday, it's all picked over. Right? Well, Fezzik's picking over all these props when you're napping, so bet early is his advice. Speaking of advice, 40 years of experience coming up. Greg Cosell in just a minute.
That's next, but for all the latest from around the world of sports, it's Dan Beyer.
On his first round at the Farmers Insurance Open, his first event of 2019, 1-under for Tiger through 17 holes on the South Course, puts him in a tie for 66th, but 9 shots back of the lead held by John Rahm, who is at 10-under par. He played the North Course today. Justin Rose, 1 shot back at minus 9. A couple of other notables, Jordan Spieth, around a 65 today. He's at 7-under par and just 3 back of the lead. Rory McIlroy, playing the South like Tiger, is even par through 17 holes. In the NFL, Panthers quarterback Cam Newton underwent arthroscopic surgery on his right shoulder. Reports say the team hopes he'll be ready for OTAs, as the procedure, according to the MMQB.com, was relatively minor. Ravens officially announced the contract extension for head coach John Harbaugh. Gets a 4-year extension to stay in Baltimore. And you guys touched on it earlier. Rams kicker Greg Zuerlein's been held out of practice because of a strain in his plant foot. But head coach Sean McVay, who turns 33 today, believes Zuerlein will be fine for Super Bowl 53. Some NBA news. Pacers guard Victor Oladipo done for the season with a ruptured quad tendon suffered in last night's game against the Raptors. Nets guard Spencer Dinwiddie out 4 to 6 weeks with a hand injury, according to our Fox Sports Radio friend Karan Butler. Lakers point guard Rajon Rondo did take part in shoot-around, a game-time decision for tonight's matchup against the Timberwolves. And finally, Suns guard Devin Booker fined $25,000 for escalating the on-court confrontation with Timberwolves center Gorgui Dieng in their matchup last night. Back to you guys.
Thanks, Dan. We are straight out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up in 12 minutes from now here on FSR, Best Bets. We'll take a look at the doubleheader in the NBA on TNT. I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You, the Fan. He is the voice of Vegas, RJ Bell.
We're honored on Thursdays, 6:30 Eastern, to have Greg Cosell on with us. 40 years, almost, in the business. Greg, how are you?
RJ, how are you doing?
Awesome. Now, listen, we're going to be down in the Super Bowl, so this is probably our last segment of this season.
Are you going to be at the Super Bowl?
We are, yeah. Fox is sending us down. Hopefully, beautiful. I'll be able to buy you a coffee down there, perhaps.
I'll be there. I get there Wednesday morning.
Oh, awesome. So here's what I want to do. I want to make it like the last day of high school. Now, it's been a little while for you.
But a long time since my last day of high school.
Yeah. And what they do is it's kind of like a student's choice, right?
Right.
Well, I'm kind of the student here, but I'm going to flip it. Greg, I want you to tell me the three or so things, and you get to pick the topic on each one of them, that you think matters most in the Super Bowl that you see from the film that maybe the media is not talking enough about.
Oh, I don't know if I can do that right now, RJ. Let me think about that. That's kind of a loaded question here.
Let me say.
Well, here's one thing I'll start with. The Rams are a team that offensively they're a little different than some other teams in the way they line up with their wide receivers. Most people see when they watch the Rams that their wide receivers tend to line up pretty close to the formation. And often when you do that, it's tougher for teams to play man coverage and press man coverage, which the Patriots like to do. So I'm going to be very anxious to see how Bill Belichick responds to that, because I think that's a critical piece of defending the Rams offense, because they do many of their route concepts and combinations accrue from what we call minus or nasty splits, where the receivers are close to the line of scrimmage. It gives them what we call free access into their routes, and it allows them to conceptually run their pass game.
I was just thinking of a viral video. Greg Cosell talks about nasty splits. That would get a lot of clicks. You can
I'll let you continue that conversation. It's probably not good for me to continue that.
Now, what he just segued us, Greg, I think, guys, into such a great conversation, because Mike Lombardi, friend of the show, was making a point about the Detroit Lions. We can use that game tape. We can use that game as a guide to how the Patriots are going to go at the Rams. And one thing he mentioned, Lombardi, was Cooks was pressed and he struggled with it. So do you believe that the Lions tape, that Lions game, is a good guide for this game?
In some ways. And the reason people say that is because of Matt Patricia.
Yes.
You know, I think that the Patriots, for the most part, are a man-to-man coverage defense. So part of any opponent playing against man-to-man is you do have to win individual routes. So Cooks is normally the receiver for the Rams who is split. Without going into all the details and the nuance, he's normally the receiver who's split from the formation. So he's going to get press coverage. The question is, who's the cover corner that plays him? Because Belichick does a number of things. Most people might say, oh, it's going to be Stephon Gilmore. It may not be. He may decide to put another corner on him and double him in certain situations. He may decide that Robert Woods is the receiver that needs to be doubled on third down. So you don't know how Bill Belichick will approach this. So I think there's things to learn somewhat from the Lions game, but I don't know if that's an exact replica just because it's Matt Patricia.
We're talking with Greg Cosell. You can follow him on Twitter and hear about nasty splits at Greg Cosell. Now, one of the funny things with Belichick, not funny things, but noteworthy things about Belichick is you always hear about it, is he likes to make the other team play left-handed. He
right.
wants to take away what you do best. Now, I know none of us can predict what he's going to do, but if you had to guess which player on offense for the Rams the Belichick's going to make the most effort to take out of the game, what would your guess be?
Well, I think it'll be situational, because that's the way Bill Belichick is. You know, I think on third
so
down...
I'm sorry to interrupt, Greg, but do you disagree with the whole... You know, Marshall Faulk was the example, and I read the book I highly recommend, Making of a Coach, from Haberstam, where it was like, we got to take the queen off the chessboard.
You mean you're talking about in the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, I wrote a book with Ron Jaworski, and we had an entire chapter on that. It was called the Bullseye chapter, because what he did is he decided in that Super Bowl that he was going to prevent Marshall Faulk from releasing cleanly into his routes when he was offset in the backfield. And that's what they did pretty much the entire game. So in this game, it'll be situational. You know, it might be Robert Woods on third down. It might be someone else in the red zone. That's how Bill Belichick does it. It won't be quite as extreme as he did last Sunday, where he basically doubled Tyreek Hill on every play and put a corner on Travis Kelce. There won't be something quite like that because the Rams' offense is different than the Chiefs' offense. But he will have something like that depending on the situation.
So do you believe the discussion in the media that Belichick is always going to take away one thing? You think that's a little bit too easy or it's a little lazy that's really not accurate?
No, I think he does try to do that, but I think it depends on the opponent.
Okay.
And you have to remember one thing, too. We know Bill Belichick is great, but Sean McVay knows this, too. So, keep one thing in mind. The Eagles scored 41 points in the Super Bowl against Bill Belichick's defense last year. So that's no knock on Bill Belichick. He's arguably the greatest coach of all time. But it's not as if they shut teams out every game. So Sean McVay, who's very smart, will know the exact same thing that we're talking about, and he'll know it better than we do. So he will prepare for that. Now, Belichick may do something that Sean McVay, I don't want to say doesn't prepare for, but maybe it'll be a little different than Sean thought. But Sean McVay will be aware of this, and he will coach accordingly.
Yeah, but in theory, so did Andy Reid, right? So the question
is
who...
Well, Andy Reid is a little different approach. Andy Reid has always been a guy that calls plays, and when you get the defense that the plays work against, the plays are phenomenal. When you don't get that defense, the plays aren't. And Andy, in the championship game, really did not change up very much of what he was doing. There were a few plays in the second half in which he did, but much of their offense in that game resulted from Patrick Mahomes making second reaction improvisational plays. So the Chiefs, and I know they scored 31 points, but they never really, in a truly tactically meaningful way, adjusted to what Bill Belichick was doing.
Well, listen, it's been a real honor, Greg. I hope to see you. By the way, I didn't know about this book. Can you share with our audience the title of the book?
Oh, yeah. It was about 7 or 8 years ago. A lot of books have come out since about tactical football, but Brian Jaworski, myself, and David Plout wrote a book back, like I said, 7, 8 years ago called The Games That Changed the Game. And it was really the evolution of the NFL in 7 Sundays. We took 7 games and used them as the foundation for discussing the tactical evolution of the NFL. And you can still get it, I'm sure, on Amazon, but a number of books over the years now have come out like this. But we were one of the first.
Awesome. Greg, it's been an honor, and hopefully we can have a coffee down in Atlanta.
All right, RJ, appreciate it. Thanks.
Have a good one. When we come back, tonight's best bets, the games you need for tonight's TV action.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox. This is the pregame show you always wanted, and it's money-making time next here on Fox Sports Radio.
There's no better way to end the season.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Outta Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of you, the fan. We've got a doubleheader tonight, Thursday night on TNT in the NBA, tipping off a little over an hour from now. It's the Warriors at the Wizards. And right now on pregame.com, Golden State is a 9.5-point favorite on the road.
You know, we have leans and likes on this show. And Fez goes, best bet on this game. I go, Fez, we're not doing best bets. That's what we do at the end of the week for football. He goes, I really like this one. This is a best bet. I said, okay, Fez, this can be a special best bet.
Yeah, I made a big bet on the Washington Wizards +9.5. 2 reasons I really like this game, RJ. Flat spot for Golden State. They were just in Los Angeles for the weekend, took care of business, blew out the Clippers, blew out the Lakers. Now they have to fly all the way across the country to the East Coast, playing a Washington squad that's not well thought of. And Golden State has a game at...
Hold on a second. Not well thought of. What does that mean?
Well, they're 20-26, and they don't have John Wall.
So a bad team.
Well, the perception is that they're a bad team without John Wall. But the reality is the Wizards have been playing every bit as good without John Wall as they did with him.
And how much of a line adjustment do you think the absence of Wall has caused?
2.5 points.
So you're saying the market is saying, oh, John Wall, big name, without him, Wizards not near as good. Let's adjust 2.5 points. But in truth, the numbers are telling you, your eyes are telling you, Wizards are just as good this year without John Wall.
Yes, they are 7-3 straight up their last 10 games, and on the current homestand, 4-1, only loss in overtime, loss for the Wizards.
So your best bet, not a like. You like it, and it's a best bet.
Yes, the Wizards +9.5.
Okay, and the theory with the Warriors is And we talk about it all the time in the NBA. Motivation is so key. And you're saying maybe a flat spot.
Exactly.
All right. So, guys, listen, what we do is we'll give you all the TV games that matter, a lean or a like. Fez is saying this is more than that. Best bet for him, Washington.
What about motivation, Kevin Durant going back home to D.C., seeing Klay Thompson go off the game before?
Any thoughts, Fez? And again, sometimes there are storylines, quite frankly, that are interesting, just aren't necessarily driving line moves or anything. So this is one you didn't consider.
I did not.
Guys, after the Warriors and the Wizards go final on TNT, we've got the Timberwolves and the Lakers at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time tip-off. In L.A., though, right now on pregame.com, the Lakers minus LeBron James are a one-point favorite.
Ooh, favored without LeBron.
Yeah, and I'm going to lean to the Lakers here. I think the Lakers have to bring a sense of urgency to the next two games. They're both winnable games here. They're hosting Minnesota. They're hosting Phoenix. After this, RJ, look at that. They have to play at they have to play at the Clippers, at Golden State, at Indiana, at Boston, at Philly. They're going to fall out of the playoff race if they don't win these games. So I lean to the Lakers tonight.
Okay, so is another motivational issue. Now, you had a stat recently, odds of the Lakers making the playoffs, and it was what, like 30%?
Yeah, currently 32% the Lakers to make the playoffs, and that's going to go down considerably if they don't win this game and don't beat Phoenix in their next game.
All right, that's all the TV games for tonight. Now, one of the new things we're doing, but we're not doing it today, is Fez is going to scan the birthdays every day and just give this these illogical takes on, like, what his, you know, in his demented mind, like, what connects. Like, I think I saw that girl in this movie, but odds are like 50% it's the wrong movie. And he's just going to talk about it. Now, McVay's birthday, the coach of the Rams, is today. And remember, Fez was just killing him on Twitter about how dumb McVay is. So I'm thinking, you know, I don't want Fez to upset McVay because, you know, McVay really cares. And so we're not even letting you comment on how bad of a coach McVay is, Fez. Just out of courtesy for the Super Bowl participant McVay.
The Odd Couple is next here on Fox Sports Radio. We are straight out of Vegas. Back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio and on the iHeartRadio app.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.